Hello, this is A Voice in the Darkness, and I'm your host, Gwendolyn Forte. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Whether you are at home or at work or in your car, you know, I'm so glad that you're here today. Many of you are in the United States. We have some that are listening and tuning in from abroad or overseas. And I am always elated to have new listeners join in to this podcast. You know, the purpose of this podcast is to encourage, to uplift, and to enlighten. So many times throughout our lives, we feel overwhelmed, or we feel we're alone when we're walking through a trial or a situation that's very difficult, or a transition where we feel alone. I want you to know that you are not alone. You're able to make it. You will do it. You will succeed. You are an overcomer. And you're possibly thinking and wondering right now, why is she so confident? Why is she telling me this? Well, first, millions of people throughout the world have walked through hard times and made it through it. They made it through the difficult situations, and they're standing today. You can look around you, and sometimes you can even see battle scars on the lives of men and women and young adults who survived. But in that moment of that trial and situation that you are currently walking in, or they were walking in, or I was walking in at that time, I didn't feel like I was gonna make it, or they didn't feel like they were gonna make it, or that person didn't feel like they would survive it. But because of just the goodness of God and that heart to just go on and press on and believe, I want you to know that you will make it. You are an overcomer. So that is my purpose for the podcast, A Voice in the Darkness, is to always encourage every listener that's tuning in, because so many times we are in need of encouragement. So that brings me to today's title for this episode. It's called Contending for Your Prophetic Word. Contending for Your Prophetic Word. And I always think about the different topics that I want to talk about, and I have so many different things within my heart that I want to share. Every week I have to decide now, you know, which one do I want to talk about, and Lord, show me which direction to walk in. And sometimes, you know, I just start to move in that direction because I feel, you know what, it's right. And this episode is entitled Contending for Your Prophetic Word. So I love to give explanations so we can be on the same page. Many times, if I'm saying a word or giving out this phrase, I like to give a little bit of definition. So I want to define for many of us today from dictionary.com the word contend. When I'm talking about contending for your prophetic word, that word contend can be very strong. And to contend, according to dictionary.com, is a struggle to surmount. Some synonyms could be resist, withstand, assert, hold, claim, declare, insist, maintain. Or another one was to struggle in opposition. So that's from dictionary.com. So, you know, we could be in a situation where you feel like you're contending, you're in a struggle, you're resisting, or you're standing and you're holding on, you know. And I want to connect that position of contending for a prophetic word. So, Gwendolyn, what are you talking about when you're saying a prophetic word? Well, I just want to say that When I'm saying a prophetic word, this is biblically speaking a word given to you from God. So this is like a promise given to you from God by the Holy Spirit. And God uses people to release a prophetic word to you. The Holy Spirit can speak to your heart, and you in your prayer time, you get this word, and it's for your future. It's for a set time. It's for a season that maybe not be, it's not directly for that moment right then and there, but just speaking into your life this promise, a word from God to you that's so personal and detailed to you. And, you know, maybe you never had that before, and maybe listeners today had a word of that nature spoken to them before, or maybe you had several spoken to you before. I want to encourage those who received a promise from God to contend for your prophetic word, to contend today for that promise, contend for that inheritance. You know, I'm elaborating, I'm making it wider. Just, it's so personal to you, that goes so beyond you. And our Father loves us in such a way, and He still speaks today. He speaks today all the time. And many of us know in our hearts that He spoke something directly to your heart that you received. Could have been years ago, could have been last week, could have been last month, could have been a couple of years ago, weeks ago. But today's episode is to encourage you to hold on to it. So those words were to hold on, to withstand, to assert, to claim, to declare, to insist, to maintain, okay, the promise. Maintain the promise. And I want to go to a particular scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and 18. And Timothy was actually mentored, you know, by Paul. And so this word right here was given to Timothy. And he said to Timothy, he said, "Timothy, my son, here are my instructions for you based on the prophetic words spoken about you earlier. May they help you fight well in the Lord's battle." That's verse 18. And then verse 19, "Cling to your faith in Christ. Keep your conscience clear. For some people have deliberately violated their conscience, and as a result, their faith has been shipwrecked." So in other words, he's encouraging, Paul is encouraging Timothy to listen to those prophetic words that was spoken to him earlier on in his life. And in this chapter, and you'll just love it because it's so good to read all of it and to get a good understanding of what Paul was saying to Timothy and a little bit about Timothy's journey. And so Paul was just admonishing him to stand for these prophetic words, and that because these words will help him fight well, not just fight, but fight well in the Lord's battle to see these things come to pass. And so if you're in that place where you feel like, you know, I know I have a promise in my heart from God, and I feel like it's been so long. God, do you even remember me? Do you know my name? Is this, you know, you're wondering, almost feeling a little bit disillusioned. Is this word from God? Did it even come from God? Am I crazy? I want to give up. I just want to throw in the towel. Forget it. Come on, how many of you ever felt that way before? I know in my walk with the Lord, I've seen the promises of God, some come to pass quick, and then I've seen others take a while. And then I'm still at a place, and I'm 49 years old, I've been saved since I was 16, where I still have not seen some promises come to pass. There are some things that the Lord has spoken directly to my heart, or there are some things as well that he spoke prophetically using a vessel, using one of his servants to speak a word to my heart, to speak a word to me verbally by the Spirit of God, and I still haven't seen them come to pass. And so, Gwendolyn, what do you do in times like that? What about those situations where, you know, okay, I seen some things come to pass and yay, you know, or I'm still, you know, waiting for some things to come to pass and I'm a little bit discouraged, you know? Well, I don't want you to be discouraged. It's real. Discouragement is real, but I want to encourage you today to contend. I want to encourage you today. If you're listening to me, wherever you are, do not give up. You know, there's so many things when you're talking about a promise from God. There's so many different aspects of it. There's a full counsel of God. There's so many things we don't sometimes fully understand in the mind of God, what he's doing, and there are so many things happening, and sometimes we're not privy to it, especially if we're growing in Christ, we're growing in the things of God. We have to learn this sometimes over time, where the Holy Spirit instructs us, or we have a mentor that helps us, or you learn this in church, being discipled through another believer, and there's so many ways to grow. And, you know, I just know for myself personally that I have been in situations where I had to encourage myself in the Lord and stand on some of the things that he told me and just believe, because it's very easy to, you know, where you want to throw in the towel, right? You want to throw it in. Do not do that. Do not do that. Because as I was saying, sometimes as a parent, you might tell your child, right? If you're a parent out there, or if you're a caregiver, if you're a school teacher, your aunt, your uncle, you may tell that young person, don't do this. And they don't understand why you're saying don't do that, or why you're withholding maybe this treat, because you want to make sure, you know, first they eat their dinner, or they want something and you know, it's not that it's horrible for them, but it's just not the right timing for it. Or a young person who got their permit, their driving permit, their driver's permit, and they want to drive the Lexus, and the parent is like, let's work, and you drive the minivan. You have a permit. Let's work on that, right? We'll let you drive that. And as they get older and they're more experienced, and maybe they're 18, and they, you know, want to go to a special event, and you say, you know what? I'll give you the keys to the Lexus because you're more mature. It's the right time. Sometimes there's seasons in our life where God knows it's the right time. He knows it's the right season because we have matured in our journey, in our life. And sometimes when you don't understand that, you want to give up. You in that process, if you're not understanding everything, we don't understand the full counsel of God. We don't understand everything that's happening. But God does, you know? He understands, he hears, he sees, and he knows. Or, you know, you are a young person and you wanted a certain maybe coat, and your parent said, okay, I'm gonna get you this coat. And you get the coat, and it's, you know, your parent sees it on sale. They get the coat for you. And I'm just giving these examples so it can be easier to understand. But they get this coat for you, but it's summertime, right? It's summertime. They get it, you know, maybe a little bit bigger because they know you might grow, but it's summertime. But, you know, you're young You see that coat? You're 7 years old. You want to wear that coat. And parent tell you, you know, it's not the right season for the coat. It's just not the right season yet for the coat. But guess what? The season is coming up because guess what? It's almost the ending of summer. We're going to get to fall. After fall, we're going to get into a cool winter. Coming from Chicago, sometimes we get those brisky, you know, fall season very early. Growing up, I had some early falls, and then winter came and was like, woo, cold. So you let them know it's the cold is for this season. Same thing with prophetic words. Sometime is for a certain season. And if we don't totally fully, you know, understand that, and you're just pressed and it's like, man, when is it going to happen? It's not because sometimes we're not ready, but it's just not the season. So in one scenario, it could be we're not ready, right? We're not ready. And God in his goodness, in his wisdom, and in his infinite, you know, glorious just understanding, he knows, you know, we're not ready. So he matures us and he strengthens us to be ready, to get stronger. Like same thing as an athlete building up to get strong for the competition. And so God makes us ready. Then in other instances, it's not about us not necessarily being ready. It's just not the right time. It's not the right season for that situation to manifest, or that promise, that word to manifest. So that could be a scenario. And then sometimes, guess what? It could be, you know, and I know everyone may have a different view on this, but I'm going to go into this a little bit more in this podcast. But sometimes you just might be at a season. And it could be right now. You are mature, and guess what? It is the right season. Just like a farmer plants seeds, and it has to wait to grow and to come forth, and for the crop to shoot up, and then it's time to harvest the crop. And guess what? Sometimes you get different insects that try to destroy a crop or a harvest. There are different things sometimes that come to try to take away that beautiful harvest that the farmer is expecting. Sometimes it can be weather conditions, right, that can stop it. And it's not that the farmer didn't do what was necessary. It's not that it didn't happen in the right season, but other situations that are exterior come in to try to stop the timing and that promise from coming. So everything is done right. The person is mature. It is a good season for it to come up. But then there are some factors that can come in to try to stop that harvest. So for a farmer, it can be different locusts. It can be weather patterns. It can be scorching sun that tries to kill it, or, you know, overpowering continual rain. We need the rain, but continual. It's like, oh my goodness. It's like, what's happening here? That could be a bit overwhelming. So going back to 1 Timothy 1:18, I want to give us some keys today on how to, you know, contend for that prophetic word, how to contend for that promise given to us from scripture. You know, personally, I, you know, had to contend for several things, and I'm still currently contending. There are promises that I've seen manifest in our family, in my marriage, with my children, in ministry, financially, different things for different jobs that I was believing God for, and watching these things unfold exactly the way the Lord told me. And then sometimes I had to contend, and for different things right now, we're still contending, my husband and I. So number one, what is key in contending for a promise according to scripture would be to cling to your faith in Christ. Believe God. No matter what, This is what Paul was telling Timothy. He said, Timothy, my son, here are my instructions for you based on the prophetic words spoken about you earlier, that these things will help you fight well in the Lord's battle. Verse 19, cling to your faith in Christ. Cling to your faith in Christ. So, Gwendolyn, what are you talking about clinging to your faith? Have faith in God. Have faith in Him and who He is. He is reliable. Your faith is not necessarily in faith. Your faith is not in people. Your faith is not in things. Your faith is in God. That's where you want to put your faith, in His word, in God, because you know what? He is reliable. And that's what Paul told Timothy. He said, cling to your faith in Christ. You know, God can be trusted. He is faithful. You know, he said he's a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. He's reliable. You can trust him. He is consistent. He remains the same. He doesn't change. He comes through all the time. And so our faith, I want to encourage you, just like Paul encouraged Timothy, to cling to your faith in Christ. Believe God. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. I cannot say that enough, because the first thing that is attacked is your faith. Okay? It's like, man, maybe, you know, maybe he didn't really hear me. Maybe he didn't say it. Maybe he doesn't love me. All these things start to happen, and then you're thinking different, but cling to your faith in Christ. Second, I thought this was very, you know, key. It's like, keep your conscience clear. He told Timothy, keep your conscience clear. He said, for some people have deliberately violated their conscience. What do you mean here? Keep your conscience clear. Well, do not go against what you actually believe and know to do. Do not sin. Do keep yourself in a place. Do you know that sometimes when you get out of a good place in your heart and in your mind, all of a sudden you don't have peace? Because, just say you had a fight with your coworker at your job and you started to say things that, you know, you just really let them have it, your coworker. But you go home and it's like now you don't feel really good in your heart. You don't really have this peace because you know that wasn't you. And you know you said things that you shouldn't have said because it violated who you really are. And there's things that you want to always keep your heart aligned with the word. You just don't want to live in a place of contention and strife with the word. You want to be at peace. You want to do what's right. You want to do what you know to do. Allow yourself to be free in your heart to do what's right. Do not sin. And I don't want to have to say, you know, we say do not sin, but sometimes when you're focusing on sin, you sin. When you say do not sin, you end up doing it. But it's like, focus on doing what you know to do. Do what you know to do. You know to love. You know to be kind. You know to give. You know to, you know, sometimes be quiet. These are the things we know to do. Do not violate your conscience, because that's going to be key when you're believing for something, and it won't cause you now to get out of relationship with God. It won't break your relationship with God, because first you got to have faith in God. You got to believe in God. You got to stay in this place where your hope is not being wavering. You're not wavering, right? And then you're going to keep your conscience clear, because that protects that. It protects your faith in God by doing what you know to do. Do not violate your conscience. Don't do that. And number three, fight and contend in the battle. So this is what he was telling him. He said, you know, Timothy, my son, here are my instructions for you based on the prophetic words spoken about you earlier, that you would be able to fight well in the Lord's battles, that you'll fight well. Okay, well, I know sometimes people don't like to hear those words like fight and contend in a battle. So why are we using words like this? Well, because in scripture, these type of words are used. And sometimes words can give us a better understanding. It gives us a better picture of a real situation. And so in Ephesians 6, it tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against evil wickedness and rulers and authorities and powers and evil spirits. Where? In high places. This was important for us to understand that this is real. The battle is real. And so we need to really have a good sense of fighting and contending. And it's not necessarily in your own strength, right? You don't have to do this alone, because we're relying on God. I'm relying on God. You're relying on God. But it's so good to be aware to know we are in a battle that's already been won, but now we're using our faith to enforce the finished work of cross that Jesus said, it's finished, but I'm still here, right? And a good example of this is saying, hey, if you go to work, you know, here's the job. I want you to, you know, you're going to be an engineer. You'll get a electrical engineer, graduated from a great college, and your starter pay will be maybe $125,000 a year. And they say, great. Okay, but you just don't say, give me a check, right? Where's my check? The first day, I want to see that full paycheck. You do something in order to get the check. We always understand that concept. I now go to work. I wake up in the morning. You have to put on your shoes, get on your clothes. You need to prepare. You need to go to your work and do the assignments, do everything that electrical engineer would do. And then you begin to see that salary kick in, whether it's every 2 weeks, whether it's weekly, there is something that you would do. So it's the exact same thing. Bring that principle over to the Word of God. You know, sometimes we feel like we don't have to fight. We don't have to. No, it. Listen, we don't have to actually put on some boxing gloves and fight somebody in the natural, but we need to understand this concept, because he also tells us in that same passage in Ephesians 6 to put on the whole armor of God so we can stand against the wiles of the enemy. What are the wiles? Schemes, plans, tactics. So it's very clear in scripture that yes, Jesus had an enemy. He's our enemy. Okay? So the enemy hates Jesus. So because Jesus is in you, he hates you because you represent him. I represent him. And so there's going to be a resistance, period, because we're in this world. So there's going to be resistance. And usually resistance come when a word is spoken and the enemy comes for the word. Okay. God framed this world by words. Words are very important, which brings me to point number four. So number one was cling to your faith in Christ, believe in God, okay? Have faith in God. Number two, keep your conscience clear. Do not violate your conscience. Do what you know to do. So we don't have to focus on sinning. We focus on our doing what we know to do. Number three, fight, contend in the battle. And I was talking about why are we using words like this, because the Bible tells us that we're not wrestling against nobody natural. My neighbor, my husband, my friend is not my enemy. They're not my enemy. They're not your enemy. You have an enemy, right? And it's spiritual. So we have to put on the whole armor. We have to stand against these wiles. We need to pull down different strongholds according to the word, right? Anything that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, we're going to pull it down. Thought patterns that are not right, because these things are spiritual. Words are spirit and they're life. And then number four, speak the written word of God, and then speak that prophetic word or that promise. Speak it out. Speak that written word and speak that prophetic word out of your mouth. Gwendolyn, why do I need to do all of that? This is just a overview, quick you know, episode on this podcast. But this can go deeper and deeper and deeper into so much teaching. And I just want to drop these nuggets. The fourth one is so important. Speaking the written word and speaking that prophetic word is key. Why? Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Listen, God watches over his word to perform it. He is his word. In the beginning was the word, right? In John. And the word was with God. And the word was God and was made flesh and dwelt among us. The word of God is key. We have to eat it, love it, because God tells us that man shall not live by bread alone. So not natural things, but from every single word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we have to live by the word of God, and the word of God is spirit. Though I'm reading it off of a paper, these words carry life, right? It carry life. And the word tells us that God's word never returns to him void. It never returns to him void. Okay, he's going to watch over his word to perform it. That is very encouraging. So if you received a word and a promise from God, I'm telling you, God will watch over his word and he'll perform it, because his words are quick and his word is powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God also tells us that his word is settled in heaven. God's word is settled in heaven. I love his word. And let me tell you, as you get in the word, as you let the word become a part of you, when you are standing, and another word for contend is you're withstanding, you're asserting, you're holding, you're claiming, you're declaring, you're insisting. Come on, you're maintaining this your ground, and you're saying yes, yes. That's what you're saying in your heart. Yes to this word that God spoke to me. So if God said you're going to have a baby, you're going to have a son, you're going to have a daughter, yes, you say yes to that word. You say yes, and you put your faith in Christ. You put your faith in God, and you say yes to that word. And then now you keep your conscience clear. You do not violate what you know to be true in your heart and go against what you know is right. So you want to stay in alignment with what you know is right according to the word of God. You don't want to live in strife and sin and contention, double-minded, or in hypocrisy. You want to keep your heart right, because when your heart is not right, it's like you don't have a single vision, and it's hard to just stand when you're off kilter, right? And then number three, when you are maintaining and wanting to see that promise, like I just said, for that baby, if God told you you're going to have a son or a daughter, listen, then you contend. Why am I using words like contend? Because sometimes, like the farmer, there's some resistance that come that says, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, you won't. And so if you were to say, when the enemy immediately comes and you try the first time, you know, and it didn't happen, and you're thinking you're going to get that pregnancy test and you go, oh my God, I'm not pregnant. And then you feel like you did this 6-7 times, something's wrong. You now start getting testing done. Your husband get testing done, or you miscarried before. And I'm pretty sure this has happened to a plethora of couples all throughout the world. And I'm telling you, it's like a warfare. It's like something has been said against you and you feel it and you know it. And so this is where this comes in. And it's not necessarily this something that you have to work up in the flesh, and now you have to just do this beating up in the flesh. It's a peace that you have, but it's a posture that you take in faith, knowing that now this is already done. It's a finished work, but now my posture is one where the Lord tells me to put on the whole armor. Why? So you can stand. So this is a posture. What is the whole armor? The helmet of salvation. You know that salvation is being made whole. So my mind is right, right? The belt of truth. I'm walking in the truth of his word. The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. The shield of faith, faith in him. All of these things help me to deal with the arrows and the attacks of the enemy. The Lord says you're going to break out of generational poverty, but yet the jobs that you get are not the best, or you get different resistance that come at the company. company or you're an entrepreneur, you started your business, it's not taking off, and you see all the setbacks, and you're thinking, you know what is going on? You know that you've done everything. You're doing everything right. You're doing everything that you're supposed to do, but yet you're feeling like, man, this is something else is happening here. This is when you start doing this this warfare that is in the word, that is by faith. Then you do number four, speak the written word, declare the prophetic word, begin to decree, begin to declare, begin to take the word of God and war with this word, because that is the word that God has given you. And guess what? You speak out and say, God's word over my life is already settled in heaven. If that situation, you get words where God is speaking to you about having a baby or building your family, and you speak the word of God on that, and then you speak that prophetic word out loud, not just in your head, not just muttering it in your head. You do it out loud. Words are powerful. God framed the world with his words. So you want to use your words. God could have spoken to you that you're supposed to travel the nations, but yet you have not even gotten your passport. Okay? Sometimes you just need that encouragement. Or sometimes you could have been dealing with situations that maybe doesn't allow you to get the passport. And it's been warfare, whatever the situation is. And I'm here to encourage you to speak life, to begin to decree. Because the word of God says you'll decree it and you'll declare it and it'll be established. It is so. So you align your faith with what God has already spoken. And sometimes it may feel like, man, is it ever going to come? But I'm telling you, the tides are turning. I'm telling you, the seasons have changed and the changing of the guards have happened. And then you want to be in position when it's the right season. So you, what you don't want to do is when it's time for the spring, you don't have on your raincoat and you don't have on your rain boots. You're sitting with sandals on. And a fur coat. Come on. No, we want to be positioned properly. So I'm encouraging everyone who's listening to this podcast and you have a promise and you maybe are wondering, should I just, maybe this wasn't even God. Maybe I was just eating too much pizza. Maybe he doesn't love me. Maybe I'm in sin. No. That's not our Father. He loves you. He's rooting for you. He's cheering you on. He believes in you. The things that he's spoken over you will come to pass. It's not time to give up. It's not time to throw in the towel, but it's time for you to contend. It's time for you to maintain, resist, withstand, and assert. It's time for you to take a hold and declare and insist. It's time. Do not give up on that prophetic word. Do not give up on God's promises over your life, because the word of God tells us that he says, I know the plans that I have for you, and they're good. Listen, they're good to prosper you, not to harm you, and to give you a future and a hope and an expected end. Yes, God wants you. Yes, to taste and see that he is good. Yes, yes. It's your time. It's your season. So the nuggets that I want you to leave with today, for you to contend for this prophetic word, is to cling to your faith in Christ. Number two, keep your conscience clear. Number three, fight and contend, okay, in this battle, according to Ephesians 6. And number four, speak the written word and speak the prophetic word. My. I can't say that enough. I can go on and on right there. Because words are powerful. Sing it if you have to. Sing it over yourself at night. Sing it. Get around people that believe in you. Get around those who believe in the word of God, who believe in the prophetic, who believe in seeing things come to pass, and not someone who says, you know what? Well, maybe that's not God. That's too big. Dream bigger. God has big things for you. Your greatest days are ahead of you. Contend for that promise.
contend for it, because I honestly believe this is a season that in the natural, it looks one way, but in the spirit, God said, oh my goodness, it's time, it's time, it's time, it's time. Position yourself today. Continue to contend, because the time of fulfillment is at hand, is at hand. Thank you so much for listening today to this episode on contending for your prophetic word with a voice in the darkness. If you haven't subscribed at this time, I would love for you to subscribe, to rate it. Tell me what you think and give me a rating and share it with someone that you know that this podcast could actually, you know, be a blessing to. So many people right now need an encouraging word, or sometimes can feel like they're forgotten, and we don't want people to feel forgotten. You always want to speak some life to people and let them know, listen, you're not forgotten. You can make it. And so I love to do that. That's the purpose of A Voice in the Darkness, is to uplift and to encourage and to enlighten. So today, I just am elated that you took time to listen, and I so appreciate each and every one of you. Until next time, I'm Gwendolyn Forte with A Voice in the Darkness, signing off.